doing a Yov, we're up to the 11th chapter, and now we're going to hear Tzofar HaNa'amati. Vayan Tzofar HaNa'amati Vayomar. So Tzofar HaNa'amati responds. You'll notice that sometimes the word Vayan is as a response, and sometimes it's a yell. So over here he's responding to what Yov said. Harov devarim lo yayane v'imish sefatayim Yitzdak. Just because someone speaks a lot, doesn't that mean that no one's going to answer him? Tzofar says, I have to answer you. Just because you spoke a lot doesn't mean there aren't answers. You have a lot of questions? Okay, still a lot of answers. We'll deal with you. V'imish sefatayim, and just because someone knows how to express himself well, Yitzdak, does that mean he's right? You've expressed yourself very well, Leo, but that doesn't mean you're right. Badecha metim yacharihishu vatilag ve'ein machlim. Badecha, the things that you are bodemi libcha, your words, the things that you produce. Bode is something that a person makes up, fabricates. So he tells him the words that you are fabricating. Badecha metim yacharihishu, they make people be silent. The metim is like metei mispal, numerous people. Metim means numerous people, yacharishu, they silence. Meaning the words that you fabricated silence many. Vatilag, and you've mocked, and ve'en machlim, and there's no one who's shaming you, even though you've mocked in your words towards heaven. Tzofar is telling him, you've spoken a lot, but there are answers to everything you've said, and you've spoken, you've fabricated claims towards heaven, and there are numerous people who cannot answer you, and yet because you've mocked in your speech towards heaven, it's not right that no one has shamed you over the way you spoke to heaven. Vatomer zach likri uvar. And you've declared towards heaven, you've stood up and you've said, I'm clean, my path is clean, and in your eyes it's clear that you are clean, and your claim towards heaven is, God, you know I'm right, and even so you're not giving me what I deserve, you're hurting me when I don't deserve this. So vatomer, and you've declared zach likri, my custom, the way I live my life, is pure. Uvar hayiti ve'enecha, and in your own eyes you find yourself clean and pure. Ve'ulam miyiten Eloa daber ve'iftach sefatav imach. But, says Tzofar, if only God would answer you, if only God would open his lips to argue with you, ויגד לך תעלומות חוכמה כחפליים לתושייה ודע כי ישה לך אלוה מיבונך. And if God would only answer you, so then God would reveal to you the secrets of wisdom, that really that's the reason behind all the punishment that comes to a person for his sins. V'yaged lecha talumot chokhmah, God would reveal to you the hidden wisdom. Ki chiflaim letushia, that according to the wisdom of the Torah, believe me, you deserve twice as much as you're suffering. Ki chiflaim, for double, letushia, according to the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah, which is called tushia. Tushia is like from the word yesh. The Torah is what gives the world foundation. That's why the Torah is called Tushia. It's the thing that gives the world existence. So he's telling him, you should know that based on the wisdom of the Torah, you still deserve double what you've gotten so far. And you should know, Veda, you should know, Ki asher lecha Eloha me'avonecha. I want you to know that Hashem, He's paying you back, but you should know that to an extent, Yasheh is like Yalveh. God, so to speak, gives you loan. He gives you an extension of Yashe, Yud Shin He. Yashe. We find a few times in Tanakh. Yashe is ki yashe lecha Eloha me'avonecha. You should know that Hashem, so to speak, is giving you an extension. He's giving you a loan over your sin. You'll still get payback, but God's giving you an extension. So far, you haven't gotten what you deserve. And we'll pick up over here where Tzofar is going to explain his words.